In this session, we are asking why pastors cannot carry the whole mission alone. This is not a criticism of pastors. Pastors often carry heavy burdens because they love Christ, love the church, and care about people. They want the gospel preached, the sick visited, the grieving comforted, the young discipled, the lost reached, the church organized, and the next generation prepared. That desire is holy. But when one pastor becomes the center of nearly every ministry decision and ministry action, the church can become fragile. Scripture shows a different pattern. Moses needed help carrying the burden of the people. The apostles in Acts 6 appointed qualified servants so the ministry of the word and prayer could continue. Paul told Timothy to entrust the message to faithful people who would be able to teach others also. Ephesians 4 says, "Pastors and teachers equip the saints for the work of ministry." A leadership multiplication ecosystem helps a church move from dependence on one person to shared, trained, accountable service. Think about a mid-sized church where the pastor does every hospital visit, every premarital conversation, every funeral contact, every volunteer crisis, every Bible study question, and every leadership meeting. The pastor may work hard for years, but eventually care becomes thin, volunteers become uncertain, and the pastor becomes exhausted. Now imagine that same church with trained care ministers, a supervised officiant team, ministry coaches, deacons with formation, and young leaders taking CLI courses while being mentored locally. The pastor is still leading, but the pastor is no longer carrying alone. A common concern is, if I train more people, will I lose control? A better question is, how can I develop trustworthy leaders under biblical oversight? Control is not the same as shepherding. Shepherding includes prayerful discernment, clear doctrine, role description, supervision, feedback, and accountability. Ministry sciences helps us notice that systems shape out. If a church has no pathway, people remain passive. If a church has a pathway without supervision, ministry can become unsafe. But when training, mentoring, recognition, and deployment work together, the church can grow stronger. Pastors are not called to be the whole body of Christ. They are called to equip the body. CLI trains, CLA recognizes, the local church mentors and deploys. So ministry can multiply with wisdom, safety, and joy.